What would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
District 29, it's all of Meade County, just a little piece of Butte County with Newell, South Dakota in there, and a little piece of Pennington County, which includes part of Ellsworth Air Force Base. My district is 120 miles across, and it's very diverse. It starts out at Faith, South Dakota on the east, and then moves towards the Black Hills, and we've got a lot of folks, ranchers and farmers and that sort of thing, and then it moves on towards the foothills of the Black Hills, and that area there, which includes Ellsworth Air Force Base and Sturgis, South Dakota. You've got a lot of folks that live in more of an urban setting, and so it's a very diverse area.
Can you discuss a major issue or a topic you want the legislature to address?
I would say that one of the major issues that I would like to see continued addressed would be making sure that South Dakota remains one of the number one states to do business in. And South Dakota has always been a business-friendly state, but I want to make sure that the state remains that way, both on a taxation and a regulation side. And that when I say business-friendly, I'm talking about for agriculture and tourism, manufacturing, banking, insurance, and financial services, all of those. But it's really important that we continue to make sure that South Dakota is the state of choice for businesses to remain in or to come to do business in our state. And in the past, I've supported legislation that made sure that all of those advantages are available to folks, whether they're in an ag enterprise that might be an ag corporation to a major banking company that wants to come here and locate here and have their headquarters here. So all of that's really important, and I'll continue to support that type of legislation.
What solutions or legislation will you bring forward to address some of these different types of issues?
Well, in the past, and there's still some more work to do, but there's some anomalies in South Dakota law that doesn't allow agricultural entities to take full benefit of every style of business structure. There are some laws that are still on the books that don't allow those companies to make use of corporate structure or some things like that. And we've done some things to address that already, but I want to make sure that South Dakota has everything that makes it easy to do business and everything that a modern corporation, whether it be an agricultural corporation that wants to set up a hog confinement or a cattle feeding operation, I want to make sure that all those tools are available to them.